Months after the Trump administration announced an end to its wide-scale separation of migrant parents and children, AP's Ben Thomas reports, the policy remains a heated issue in the courts and at the border, where critics contend the government is still needlessly breaking up families.
A report from the Texas Civil Rights Project counts 272 separations at a single Texas courthouse since June. That's when President Trump issued an executive order that was supposed to end the widespread separation of families. The group says more than three dozen of those separations involved a parent or legal guardian, most of whom had criminal records. Most of the rest of the cases involved another adult relative. U.S. immigration officials say under anti-trafficking law, a child crossing the border without a parent or legal guardian must be considered unaccompanied, even if the adult with them is a relative. I'm Ben Thomas.